10 Secrets for Incredible Success.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Sink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for subscribing. And if you're watching us on YouTube, be certain to click the bell icon because we do go live from time to time. We did a live one this morning out in the pool, and we had to erase it right away. Well, actually, what happened was is the iPhone overheated. But at the same time that the iPhone was overheating, I was holding Julian in the podcast, or in the video, I should say. At the same time that that was happening, Julian was taking a poop in his diaper. So, you know, everything just went haywire there. But we will get a live one in this weekend, I promise. Okay, we're going to do it every weekend, live, coming to you with Law of Attraction information. Have your questions ready. Well, here we go. Number one, I think this is the most important. Walk your own path. Look, everybody has a path picked out for you. Your family has a path picked out. Your friends have a path. Everybody has designed a path for you. But walk your own path. Here's the key. In whatever you do, you are the best. So just be the best version of yourself. In other words, don't try to be Robert Sink or someone else, okay? Because I'm Robert Sink, and I'm the best version of me. Well, I'm working on it. Let's put it that way, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? The people that listen to this podcast, for example, don't need another version of me. They already have one, but they need you because you are unique. You are special. You have something to offer that I don't have. You have to believe in yourself. We did a podcast on incredible confidence not long ago, a video, and I urge you to check it out. I really do, because when you believe in yourself, then you realize that you have something to give the world. You have something that is unique. People, you know, it may take them some time. It might take them some time, but people are going to fall in love with your uniqueness. So just focus on that. Number two, take inspired action now. And I just call it IAN, inspired action now. I want you to think in terms of now actions. Because when we think in terms of, well, I need to do this, and here's an action I'm going to take, and here's something I'm putting on my list, those are actions that may or may not happen anytime soon. But when we think of action now, do it now, right now. As W. Clement Stone once said, who built the largest insurance empire in the world at the time, he said, I built this empire on three little words. Do it now. Inspired action now. We don't want to just take action for the sake of action. We want to be inspired with our action. Number three, good things often take time. I'm impatient as anybody. I like things to happen fast. But I understand that some things, like wine, for example, a good wine takes a little bit of time to make. It took Thomas Edison 10,000 experiments to develop the electric light bulb. So, you know, and think about where Apple has come from, the old Apple that was the first one that was built in a wooden box, I think it was. And now we have the iPhone. That didn't happen overnight. Okay. Good things take time. Be patient. good relationships. If you've gone through a breakup, for example, or a divorce, and you would still like to have a relationship with that person, don't be so anxious to, well, when's this going to happen? When's it going to take place? When is she going to call me? When am we going to get together? You know, that kind of stuff. That isn't, look, if you spend a lot of time messing up the relationship, it's going to take time to make it right and to make it perfect. It's the same with your business. If you spent time messing it up, it's going to take some time to make it right. Okay? Good things take time. Number four, persist. There is no such thing in the universe as failure. There's only feedback. So predators, for example, in Africa, lions and cheetahs and all that kind of stuff, these animals, they fail more often than they succeed. But they don't think of it as failure. When a lion chases a gazelle and doesn't catch it, he doesn't think, oh, well, that's failure. He thinks, okay, next time I have to be a little bit closer. I have to be in the grass. I have to be a little slower. In other words, the lion learns from every failed attempt because he doesn't see it as failure. He sees it as feedback. And it's the same thing with scientists. It's the same thing with anything in life. If something doesn't work for you, it isn't that it's failed or you've failed. It's that you've received some feedback and now you can do it a different way. Okay? So there you go. Number five, take care of your health and take care of it right from the beginning. If you're in your 20s, take care of it now. If you're in your 50s, get going. Come on. What are you waiting for? But take care of your health, because everything else you want to do kind of depends on that. It's the engine by which everything else depends upon.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number six, this is your time. Tomorrow is promised to no one. Look, I know you look at your life and you say, well, I got another 80 years to live. I got another 60 years to live. You know, I am only 40 years old. I have another 40 years to live. It doesn't work that way. That isn't how life works. You might have another 150 years to live, depending on medical science. Something could change tomorrow or 5 years from now that isn't available today that could extend your life longer than you've ever imagined. On the other hand, tomorrow could be your last day. Hate to say that. Just that's for everybody, right? Tomorrow could be your last day. So today is what you have right now. Maximize it. Optimize it. Make it your best day ever. Get the most out of it. Number seven, live and let live. Look, not everybody agrees with you. Not everybody agrees with me. I have some very clear ideas on certain things. But hey, what am I going to do about it? Live and let live. Just let people do their thing as long as they're not interfering on your thing. As long as they're not hurting the innocent. As long as they're not imposing their lifestyle or their will on you, live and let live, right? Okay, and you'll be a lot happier, energy flows better, and you attract more when you live and let live. Number eight, this or something better. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I got a text message the other day from one of my clients, and he wanted my address because he's sending me a wedding invitation. Now, he is not marrying the woman that we initially used as a target, the woman that he wanted to get together with. He found somebody better, somebody that is more attractive to him, somebody that is a better companion, somebody that cares about him more, and somebody that thinks more along the lines of how he thinks. And he sent me a picture of her, He's excited. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to Seattle for the wedding or wherever they have it at. I don't know, but I'm guessing it's going to be in the Seattle area. So this or something better. Look at, never, never doubt the universe. And if you say that there is nothing better, you're telling the universe that you know best, that you have examined every opportunity, every situation with almost the mind of God. And you haven't. You've operated primarily out of your ego and out of your desires and needs. And the universe has a wide-angle lens. It can see everything. It knows everything. Work in partnership. Be a co-creator with the universe and allow for this or something better. Number 9, do affirmations daily, 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 every single day. You brush your teeth, you comb your hair, and you do your affirmations, present tense affirmations, because you have to constantly, every day, reinforce your mind on, you know, with the belief systems that you know are important and empowering to you. And finally, connect to source energy, to divine source every single day, to God, to Jesus, whatever you see as the divine creator. If you have a name for it, if you don't, we just call it the universe, call it source energy. But however you see it, whatever you see, connect to it because it flows through you. You're part of it. And, you know, that connection gives you an edge in life, but it also gives you increased success in everything you do, in everything you become. Oh, I'm excited. I'm absolutely thrilled to be bringing you this podcast. Thank you for subscribing. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for sharing. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
Awaken the most powerful creative visualization techniques used by extraordinary achievers all over the world. One of the most powerful secrets to success and happiness is creative visualization. Many celebrities have endorsed creative visualization, such as Jim Carrey, Tiger Woods, Oprah, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Will Smith, and Bill Gates, not to mention greats like John F. Kennedy and Albert Einstein. Now you can release the astonishing power of creative visualization in your life. Achieve your goals, boost confidence, accelerate health, uncover opportunities, bust free from anxiety and stress. You deserve to have the money you want, the love you crave, and the health and energy you need. Get Robert and Rachel Zink's Creative Visualization Program today. This simple and easy-to-use program will have you attracting the life you desire. Download your copy now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Put the incredible power of your mind to work for you with Creative Visualization.